Nolte, Alec Baldwin deletes Twitter account after mocking Gillian Anderson switching accents. By John Nolte on March 4, 2021. Only someone as stupid and entitled as TV actor Alec Baldwin would think it was a good idea to mock Gillian Anderson switching accents after his whiter-than-white wife ran around for years pretending to be Spanish. And now, just like he has four times before, in a snit, Baldwin deleted his entire Twitter account. He'll be back, though. Like death, Alec Baldwin never goes away. So here's what happened. Alec Baldwin's latest wife, Hillary Baldwin, spent years running around pretending to be Spanish, pretending to be an exotic foreigner. She even went so far as to use the affectation of a Spanish accent and to ask that she be called Hilaria. But Hilaria was born Hillary in Boston, Massachusetts. How much whiter can you get than that? Her parents are also white. She has no more Spanish blood in her than the guy who does those Lucky Charms. Hillary's fake bullshit went on for years and was only debunked this year when, complete with her fake accent, Hillary appeared on a morning show and pretended to not know the English word for cucumber. Want to know how far the Baldwins took this fake shit? Here are the names of their whiter-than-white kids. Eduardo Palucas. Romeo Alejandro David. Leonardo Angel Charles. Rafael Thomas. Carmen Gabriel. Who does that? Worse still, who publicizes the name of their kids in such a cynical way? The big question, though, is where in the world did they even come up with those names? Is there a web tool called the most Hispanically Hispanic names ever.com? My wife is Mexican. She was born in Mexico. Her parents were Mexican. Want to know what my wife's name is? Are you ready for this? Julia. And even though she was born in Mexico and her first language is Spanish, she doesn't, despite my repeated requests, run around using a Spanish accent. Anyway, after Hillary was exposed and her grift debunked, she apologized early last month and reportedly had another baby, which I hope they name Maria de la Santa Cruz Rosalina Agnelia Rodriguez Queller Ren Delgado. So with all this hanging over his family, what does rocket scientist Alec Baldwin do? He mocks someone else, he mocks Gillian Anderson, for changing accents. Per the Daily Mail. Alec Baldwin deleted his Twitter account again on Wednesday, because of the a-holes on the platform, after being skewered for commenting on Gillian Anderson switching accents. The actor, 62, released a 10-minute Instagram video explaining his decision to leave after he was criticized for tweeting a link to a CNN piece about Gillian, writing, "Switching accents? That sounds fascinating." His post seemed to be a subtle reference to the row surrounding his wife Hilaria's fake Spanish background scandal back in January, leading Alec to quit Twitter over the controversy but soon rejoin. The story is this: Gillian Anderson won a Golden Globe for her awful portrayal of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher as this season's dreadful season of The Crown. During her acceptance speech, Anderson spoke with an English accent. But because he's stupid, Baldwin reposted a Knoll story about how people were confused over Anderson's accent. "Switching accents? That sounds fascinating," the idiot tweeted. Except, the Knoll story explained that, unlike Baldwin's wife, this was not an affectation of Anderson's. Although she was born in America, Anderson lived in England until she was 11. Then she moved to the States. Now she lives in England again. So, like a southerner who moves north but still picks up that twang when among their own, Anderson's accent will fluctuate. It's a totally natural thing. Anderson is not a fraud. Hillary is a fraud, and one who believed sounding exotic and pretending to be Hispanic would up her social status in a Hollywood and media culture dominated by anti-white lunatics. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.